Nadine.
Hi, what did I tell you?
You called it.
I called it. I knew that. I was like, this darn thing just did it.
It's 5 o'clock around the dot.
Right? Okay, so what I was asking you, so is there like a time that you maybe might be taking a lunch tomorrow? Because the sooner, and here's the thing, if tomorrow doesn't work for you, that's okay. We could push it to Thursday, right, if that's better. I just want to get you through it as quickly as we can, because the sooner you get through that, the faster we're moving, right? I don't like to schedule it no more than 2 days after, okay? So does Thursday seem to work better for you, do you think? Because I don't want you to feel rushed.
I think Thursday would work a little bit better.
Okay. What time
for tomorrow,
would you
like
prefer?
I said, is planning on being a long day. And
yeah.
I don't want you to be rushed.
And I don't want you to be rushed, and I don't want to interrupt your work schedule either. So what time on Thursday do you prefer?
Probably about 3.
About 3? Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Because, in fact, I do have a 3 o'clock appointment available on Thursday. Awesome.
Okay.
So what's going to happen, and I'll send you an email shortly on that, on Thursday, they're going to be calling you from an 877 number, okay? So you just want to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour, because they'll call you between 3 and 4. Let's say you're in the middle of something and you need 5 more minutes. Just pick up that call, Chris, and just say, can you call me back in 5 minutes? And they'll call you right back. In fact, we're even going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know that it's coming up, okay? Just a friendly reminder. Okay. So I'll send that out to you shortly. And before you and I disconnect, I'm going to go over everything one more time to make sure you got all emails and all of that, okay? Now, for the billing, the card that you're using, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name? Is it in both?
It is in my name.
Okay. And is it just Christopher Wadle, or is there like a middle initial?
The question is usually a middle initial.
Okay. Did you want to check?
Christopher Weddle.
Okay. You know what's so funny is because on some of mine I have to check, because I got on some of them, I don't know why, like my full middle name is on there, or it's just my initial. And yeah. And they're like, I'm sorry, Miss Medina, the card didn't go through. I'm all, hold on, let me check. Okay.
Yep.
So it doesn't have it, right? I know. And sometimes I think I keep it all, you know, the same, but for whatever reason, I don't. Okay. And then is it the same billing address as well, Chris, for the card?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then is that like a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
I'm presuming it's a MasterCard.
Okay. Usually MasterCard start with a 5.
Oh, nope. Nope, it's a Visa.
Okay. All right. And then whenever you're ready with the card number.
Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm a little weary
of
people.
No worries. Take your time. Listen, if you want to wait a couple minutes, that's okay, because I can do some notes right now. I do want to set up a security question, okay, for your account. You have the choice of either your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Might as well do the first pet's name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name?
Fluffy.
Fluffy?
Yeah.
Aw, how cute.
It was a very, very fluffy cat.
Aw. I would think it was a cat and not a dog.
Right.
I had someone tell me one time, I actually had a friend, her dog was named Tiny, but that dog, there was nothing small about it, I'll tell you that much. There's nothing small about that dog.
I've caught on that that's one of those names that are considerably the opposite of what they are.
Right. Now, the reason that I put the security question, and I'm going to tell you why, okay? When you get one of those calls, right, and someone's saying, oh, yeah, you need to pay $5 to verify your profile, you tell them, what's my security question? They're going to hang up on you. because, and you'll know that that's not us. So that's why we do it, for that reason. Okay.
Now,
and
I,
it's
I have
for
a
your
question for you as well.
Yeah.
Just because of the number, there's so many 877 numbers that I receive. The 947-3639, would you happen to know if that's part of your organization?
The 947-9639?
3639. It's 877-947-3639.
877-947, you said? 8639?
947-3639.
I'm looking. That number does not sound familiar. No.
Because I've received it a couple times.
You know what? It
in
looks
the
like
last
that's Home. That's Home Advisor's number. I just seen it. Yeah, that's Home Advisor's number. Yeah,
okay.
That's their number.
That's probably why I've received it a couple times then.
Yeah. Hey, it doesn't hurt to ask, right? I don't mind. Okay. And then let me see here. I'm putting you for Thursday at 3 p.m., which is the 19th. You said you created the Facebook page, right, for the business?
My sister-in-law and I did.
Okay.
She did primarily.
And it's C2W squared. Is it all one word, or did it, or is it separated?
Yeah, I can check it out right now.
Okay, yeah, check it out, because I was trying to find it.
But I know how to work this thing.
That's
what
it's
I'm
okay.
saying, like I'm just...
It's okay, I can help walk you through it too, I don't mind.
That is probably why right there, because it's actually
what?
With an exponent.
What is it
now? C-T-W exponent. It's exponent 2, meaning squared.
Oh, okay. So
I should probably change that.
Okay.
I was trying to be creative.
It's okay.
Like
how does
math
it,
and whatnot
okay,
when you have the exponent 2 on there.
What's the exponent 2?
It's a little tiny
listen,
2
I'm
that... Not a lot of people know what an exponent is anymore. It's mathematics.
Okay.
So when you... It's the power of 2.
Oh, okay, I got it. Oh, shoot. Let me see if I can find that. Oh,
I don't
Lord.
Even know how you look it up. So
I don't even know
get
how
on
I
there
would.
And change it.
Yeah.
That's probably why it's not getting many hits, if you will,
so
on that level.
Okay, so let me see if I can figure out how in the heck I... Okay.
I know there's a way to do it on the keys.
I know, that's what I'm
up.
Trying
it's
to
like,
figure out. How in the heck
well,
do
you,
I do
you
that
you
on the keys?
You have to do like, Alt-1082 or something. I have to look it up. That's what I was saying. Like, it was not a
okay.
good decision on that. That's my inexperience.
That's okay. That's okay. Do you know, are you looking at it from your phone? Let me tell you this.
I
are
am.
You looking at it from
Here
your phone?
We go.
Okay.
It's alt 1 or it's alt 0178.
Okay. C and then I'm going to do alt 0
no, you do C2 W and then alt 0178.
Alt 0178. Well, you're teaching me something. Oh my god, there we go. And then squared, right?
Nope, that's the square. That 2
oh.
represents square.
Oh, my Lord Jesus. I'm learning something new every day.
That's what I'm saying. I was trying to be creative. And even in my L&I, I think I might have to even go back there. And
okay, and you have like, oh, my gosh.
Them.
Okay, now I see it. Cool.
So
oh
it says C2W squared
yes?
instruction.
Okay, perfect. That's okay. This is all I needed because what I'm going to do is I want to link it. So that way they know where they're going to run the Facebook ads. Well, you just
right.
taught me something new. Wow. I feel smart
I like
now.
Not many people know that, like I said. You're
right?
one of few.
Oh my gosh. I was like, how in the heck do I do, how do I do that? I'm looking at my keyboard. You're like, hold on, I'll tell you how to figure it out. Oh man. That's why I'm like, listen, you're talking to an old lady here.
I love it. Oh, I can't believe you're that
old. Well, see, now you listen, I'm 50. I don't think I'm old. I still think I'm a teenager. My daughter's like, oh my gosh, you're so embarrassing. I'm all, oh, be quiet.
even that surprises me. I would never have guessed.
You know what? It's good. Awesome. Okay, perfect. I'm glad we got that. Now.
So in that regard, though, I'm probably going to get on there within, probably by this weekend, I'm going to get on there and probably change it to spelling out squared.
Okay. Yeah, because unless if they just put in C2W, but remember, I mean, it doesn't mean that they're still not going to be able to find you on Facebook, but that's a cool logo. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
I like that. That's awesome.
Appreciate that. It took me a little bit of time to come up with that.
Wow, you got some good pictures up there. Very nice. So let's talk about your services. Let's talk about your services. So I know we talked about bathroom and kitchen remodels, right?
Right.
What else do you want me to notate on here? Framing, I mean, what else?
Angie, I had the bathroom remodel and the kitchen remodel, and then porch and deck.
Porch and deck, okay.
Again, that's kind of one of those things where it's like, how far do I go with it? Sorry, I'm going to get away from that big old
semi-truck
that's pulling up right now.
Okay, it's okay. What about room additions? Do you want me to add that too?
I was going to say that's one of those items that I did talk to him about at the beginning. He just didn't want to overwhelm me, but like we were talking about, since I'm able to pause this as well.
Yeah. And on this, here's the thing, right? With this, you know, let's say we could start with the kitchen and bathroom remodels, porch and decks, right? Whenever you want to add in additional services, if you want to change them, you can do that at any time. It doesn't cost you anything, okay, to make changes. Okay. Now, is this just residential and commercial? Do you have a preference?
Well, at the moment, it's primarily residential. I think with my insurance agent, we kind of stuck primarily. I can't remember the percentage, but the percentage for commercial is really low, like maybe 10% type deal.
Okay.
But the only things I can't really touch for insurance is standalone roofing and standalone framing.
Okay.
So I mean, that pretty much just means if it's the roof alone, I can't touch it.
You can't touch it. The framing alone, you can't touch it.
But if the framing in regards is like building a house addition, I can touch it all day.
Oh, okay.
I can touch framing inside of a house on remodeling, pushing and pulling walls around and... Yeah.
So do you want to just keep it right now with bathroom and kitchen remodels, porch and decks, residential only? It's up to you.
Man, now I was going to say I'm kind of wanting to add a, because like I said, I've always been kind of the ones that like to, how do I phrase this? I always like a challenge.
Yeah, it's whatever you want to add.
And so additions I even enjoy because doing the concrete and
going all the way up and
doing the whole entire thing.
And listen, and if you want to change it or if you don't want to do it now or even in your client interview, you can add more and you can change them during the client interview. I just kind of want to give them a general idea of where to start from, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay, so do you want me to add the room additions or leave it out for now?
We can probably leave it out for now.
Okay. And just remember, on Thursday during your client interview...
Based off of what I'm seeing on Angie, I'm already seeing...
I see Angie's
happy. People actually... Right, but I'm just saying, like, they have a lot of people more than I... Because I haven't even opened up my leads yet on that.
Yeah.
And people are just nonstop for the last couple days. There's been like 10 opportunities on that level.
Now, how far do you want to target with the Facebook ads? Do you want to keep it just within the 10 miles? Do you want to go 20, 30? The furthest we could target is up to 50 miles if you wanted.
I'd say let's just probably keep it within, let me see. I mean, the farthest I probably would want to go is 15.
15? Okay, so we're going to start with 15. Again, if you want to change it, we can. That's not a problem. Okay? And then what is your preferred method of contact? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
At this moment, I tend to... 15 miles as well, or wide. I tend to respond to all. I have all my notifications on in that regard.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Did you want to change the mileage?
Do
you want to keep it at the 15?
I'm trying to research it real quick on my phone.
Okay. No, take your time and research
it. Wide it is.
It's okay. What are your typical hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, I have listed, and I think it's 7 to 4.
7 to 4? Okay. And then it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit so I don't miss anything. Are you licensed and insured in the process?
Yes, licensed, bonded, and insured.
Okay. And what typically are the forms of payments that you accept? Cash, check, Zelle, credit cards, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Honestly, I'm kind of open to all of them. I don't really have any apps or anything
Zelle?
Of the sort quite yet.
Do you have
what
Zelle? Zelle?
I do not.
Okay. Obvious would
in
be
my,
cash,
in
check.
In my past, it's just been pretty much cash or check.
Okay. So I'm going to put cash and check. If at any time you start taking Zelle or Venmo or PayPal or Cash App, just let us know so we can update it, okay, in the system.
Okay.
Okay. And then now you do have an option. It doesn't cost you anything, okay? It's included. Instead of us listing your actual phone number, we could put a tracking number that's linked to your phone. It does come with an app that you have to download from the App Store, and it allows you to actually track your phone calls and your messages. You can even block spam calls. Do you prefer that it be your number being listed, or would you like the tracking number?
I can't. The tracking number sounds great, actually.
Okay.
Because not only that, I can actually see the phone calls and...
Yes, yes. So there's going to be an app. Absolutely. And there will be an app that you'll download from the App Store, and the technician will walk you through that too. It's really cool because, you know what I mean? You're able to see any calls that you missed or track any of your messages. So it's pretty cool, you know? So I'll put yes that you want the tracking number. And it's not costing you anything. It's included. Okay? Okay. So let's see if there's
I think I've enjoyed that part about Angie as well, as any kind of calls or anything that's made through their app. It is still calling from my phone per se, but it's interesting. It gives me a number and then an extension.
Absolutely. That's good.
And
that's
then not
good.
Only that, they're able to see it. I'm able to see it per se. Like I haven't really logged on quite yet to the website, obviously reasons. But
good, good.
So I was talking to the representative consultant a little bit ago, and he told me that he was actually seeing me trying to reach out to this client that is requesting service. And I just haven't been able to get a hold of him, so it's been kind of an interesting. Yeah.
Aw.
It was one of the first leads I've accepted, and I don't know what's going on with them.
Oh, man.
Interesting kind of concept, because I obviously, with Angie, I pay per lead, and so they charge me for that lead that I'm not even able to get a hold of them.
You're like, oh,
so it's
man.
Like, okay, well, are you gonna credit me this? So
uh-huh,
that's why
and what
I'm
they say.
I'm liking the sounds of this a little bit more.
Yeah.
I have to talk to my,
your representative.
I can't remember how they phrase it. Right, for my account. Because the one that I was talking to kind of was the one that initially helped me set up. He's not literally my account representative, even though he's able to get in there and see everything. He can't call certain decision-making on what goes on with certain things that happens with it.
It's kind of like with me, because I'm the lead. I mean, I can't make changes to the account, so that's why customer service is the one you would contact with changes or whatever. But I still like to provide my information.
That's kind of,
you know what I mean?
Exactly, and that's what he told me, and that's why you're giving me the exact kind of vibe that he gave me for. He kept in contact with me for 6 months.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, I always provide my information.
He finally sold me.
Yeah. I always provide my information, and I'll tell you why. Because if it's something super urgent, right, and you can't wait for someone to call you back, you can always call me, and I can send a message over to them. That's why I provide it.
Thank you.
Even though I can't make the changes, you know.
That's exactly what I did today with
them. That's good. See? I mean, it makes people feel comfortable, like, okay, so I get it, you can't make the change, but what if I'm not able to get in touch with someone and I need to talk to somebody, so that's why I do it, you know?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so I just sent you also your client interview calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it, it's just letting you know when your appointment is, and then the only thing we have left is just the billing, and then I'll also send you the receipt, okay?
Okay.
And I know you said it was Visa, right?
It was, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did the same exact thing with him. I pushed it off for a day or two and even called Angie and verified that he was a representative. And
Because
I think he was like a...
It's okay.
I can't remember how he phrased. He was like one of those, I don't know the proper terms. He was like, or high up there.
Uh-huh.
He was definitely part of them. So.
Aww.
But I presume if I did that with you today,
and
it's based on pushing it off a day, I wouldn't be able to get that same deal.
What do you mean?
Just so I can call and verify that you're with the local splash.
Oh, I mean, if we put it off a day, let me do this. And let me remove your calendar invite because I don't want to put it there. I mean, if you're not ready, you're not ready. You know what I mean?
Right. The only reason, like I said, I'm a very weary person. I know how
I understand,
easily
Chris.
It is to take advantage of people. And, like, I'm not saying that to you. I don't get that vibe off of you. But I've heard of horror stories. Like, this is what I told him because he's been contacting me for 6 months. How people sit there and play nice and everything else and sort from fake numbers and just to get that credit card number. And then
listen,
next thing you know,
I get it.
All the way up.
I get it. If I was about, give me your credit card, I wouldn't have emailed you. I wouldn't have walked you through the voice verification. I wouldn't have done your notes. I wouldn't have sent you the client interview and set that up.
And that's right. And I did see that. That's actually something
you know
I was just looking at with the client interview.
And I'll tell you why. Because I want you to feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get
it. I appreciate
that. There's many people out there. You know what I mean? And they're scam artists. I get that. That's why I specifically set up security questions I send out, because typically, just so you know, we go through the billing first, right? But I want you to feel comfortable, okay? That's why I've done everything backwards, okay? Because typically, I can't even schedule a client interview without doing the billing first. I mean, because I get in trouble for that. But I'd rather suffer the consequences of that to make you feel comfortable. That's just the way I am. I'm not here to scam you out of anything. You know what I mean? And that's why I walked you through the voice verification. So this way you know. I sent it to you in the email. So this way you see it there in front of you. I took you through the pricing page because I wanted you to be aware of everything. That's why I sent you my phone number. I sent customer services. You know, just whenever you call customer service, don't hit 8 because you'll reach Spanish. Okay. Just an FYI. You know, yeah, don't hit 8. You're going to get Spanish. In fact, I think when you call our number, and if you want to hang up right now and you want to try to call me on my extension, by all means, we can do that if that makes you feel more comfortable. Okay. But when you call, if I'm not mistaken, it'll say, if you know the extension of the party you're trying to reach, hit 1, and then it'll say to either say the name or to put in my extension. Okay? But, I mean, if you want to wait a day, that's cool. I can't hold the position, so I need to know what you want to do. Okay? I want you, again, to feel comfortable. I mean, we've been on the phone over an hour now.
I know.
Not to rub it in, but it's an hour and 30 minutes almost. We're 3 minutes shy.
It doesn't feel like that.
We've been having a good conversation. You know what I mean?
True.
And I don't, like I said, I want you to feel comfortable, right? And I'm not going to be a pushy salesperson, but I mean, I'll be straightforward with you. Come tomorrow morning when I get in. I mean, I can't start calling until 7 because, of course, we have to respect the time zone, you know. But come tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, it's going on the floor. They're going to be calling.
Right.
And unfortunately, as much as I like you, I would love to hold a position for you, but they don't give me that authorization.
Yep. The higher ups. Yeah. No, I get you. Just let me... Because obviously, I'm right there.
Even
when I brought it up with him on that level, he told me that he had a email from Amazon saying charges were made to his card and everything else of the sort, and he even came from Amazon.com supposedly.
I had gotten a text. Apparently, Amazon said your account's been whatever. I logged into my account and I'm like, what are they talking about? There's nothing showing on my account.
He did the exact same thing.
And Amazon would never, ever call you anyways, right? They won't call you.
Right.
They won't send you a text. Like, that's totally wrong.
Oh, why would
my husband, right before Christmas, I'll tell you this, I'm always checking my bank account. That's just me. And
me too.
I had, in fact, I was like, what the heck is this? And I noticed that I had like $400 in charges from Amazon. And I'm like, oh my God. Well, apparently my husband's card was compromised. So I just called my bank and they just reversed it back to me, right? But we had to shut down his Amazon account and his card. I had to go get
that's
a new
kind
card.
That's kind of what I was just thinking,
was
because
like,
it would be a credit card.
God.
And so therefore, if anything goofy was going on and I got sold, I'm pretty sure the bank would be understanding.
The bank would totally reverse it. My bank right then and there, and they said, listen, we're shutting down your card. You got to come and get a new one. I was like, oh, my God. Yep. Okay, cool. So I had to change everything. You know what I mean? So I promise you.
Even with that kind of conversation, it makes me feel a little bit better because I know that even myself, ironically, it happened in Anaheim in L.A. Years ago when
my
car got compromised, and they – I think it happened when I was getting gas. Somebody put one of those card readers inside the gas card reader and got my number.
I'm going to give you some advice. Don't ever use the gas pump. Like when you're pumping gas, don't use the card readers that are outside. I always go inside because the same thing happened to my cousin. She actually used a card reader, and there's people out there. They drive around and they have some way of like, drawing off the numbers off of there. And when that happened to her, and I've always gone inside to pay for gas anyways, but even more so, I was like, heck no, I will never use a card reader. I don't care how long I'm waiting in line. I will go inside to pay.
I really do need to change that because I do spend a lot of gas.
Yeah, you might want to start going inside. Just
really.
To be safe. You
luckily,
know what I mean?
Luckily, my bank is good. They saw that immediately and they shut my card down.
Yeah.
They didn't
and
even mess around
thing,
with it.
And I'll tell you, anything you see iffy, you automatically call your bank. They'll reverse it. They're insured for that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I know my bank is.
Luckily, it's only happened to me once, but.
Yeah, it's happened to me maybe twice. I had a lady call me about a collections. At the time, my grandma was actually, I had gotten the call, you need to come now because grandma doesn't have much longer. So, I got this call and they're like, oh, you owe blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? I mean, I don't know if it was something from like way back in the day. And I was just like, okay, okay. And they're like, well, we could do a payment plan, $100 a month. I'm like, all right, what information do you need? And we're going to send you the email right now. And I said, okay, cool. So they said, we'll schedule it on this date. And, you know, I'm dealing with my grandma's death, right? The following
yeah,
day,
I
happened to log
horrible
in.
Horrible timing.
Right. And I log into my account, Chris, and I'm not, like, I'm dead serious. Like, I had four charges back to back to back. And I kept looking prior to me looking at my account to see if I got the email, and there was nothing. And I'm like, oh, my God. Did I just get scammed? So there I am.
That's horrible.
On the phone with my bank, and my bank was like, did you give them your information? And I said, yeah, but they were apparently sending me an email, and I'm dealing with my grandma's death. And I mean, they gave me back my money, but I had to file a claim, yep. You know, which is typical
right.
with banks, right? They just want to file
yep.
a claim.
Fraudulent claim. Little,
exactly. And so there I go, having to shut down the card and get a new card. And I was just like, oh, my God, I should have waited to get the email first before I got given my information to them to verify that this
right.
is who they are. You know what I mean? So believe me, I've been there.
Definitely.
So I get your hesitation. That's why.
I appreciate it.
You know, I'm not, I understand. But, you know, I mean, we have been on the phone for an hour and a half.
I was gonna say, I, in all reality, you have given me enough proof because, like, every single email that you sent me, I always click that little arrow pointing down to verify who it's coming from, who I can reply
yeah.
to. It's
you
all
can.
Looking good. It's all it's legitimate.
You're like, well,
so.
We've been talking. I'm doing it too. I get it. Listen, I listen. I understand. I mean, nowadays you just don't know. You know.
Yeah.
You just don't.
Especially with how far the technology has come. It blows
right.
me away, like I was telling you earlier.
I know. That's what
all
we
right.
were like.
Well, then.
Is this number associated with you? And that's why I looked it up, and I'm like, no, it's home advisor.
That's pretty cool that you're able to look it up.
Yeah, yeah. It's real simple.
Is that, now,
I
is that
just
part of your guys' program, or is that
no,
actual, like a Google
no.
thing?
All I did was I went on Google, I typed in the phone number, and it came up that home advisor uses that number.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how I was able to see it.
You're
like, oh, okay. I wonder
if giving me a call, and it just wasn't connecting.
Yeah, it shows that
okay.
it's actual home advisor's phone number, so maybe it could have been the rep trying to call you.
Right, I was going to say, because
I and here
I
am taking up your time, right?
And... Hey, your package is sounding a lot better at this moment.
Yeah, and you know, Home Advisor, you can always pause your leads when you need to as well. I mean, I have clients
exactly.
that do it all the time because we work with a lot of their customers.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so you're saying all that's needed is the card number at this moment?
Yes, sir, whenever you're ready.
Okay. It is 4704.
Uh-huh.
0730.
Mm-hmm.
3010.
Mm-hmm.
1446. And
then okay,
the expiration is 0525.
0525. I'm going to repeat it back to you just before I charge it to make sure I have it right. What's the security code on the back?
878.
878. Okay. So you said 4704. 0730301014446, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Expiration is May of 25, and then 878 is the security code on the back, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what I'm doing right now is I'm updating the package. Okay. I'm going to process the payment. Now the payment, we're going to actually send you the receipt. We send it both to your email and we also send it to you in a text message. Okay. And I'll review it with you in just a second. Okay. And then, I'm just going to go over again the timeline with you, reminder about your client interview, before we even disconnect. Okay. So just a couple more minutes. Just because I like to still go over everything one more time. You know what I mean? Just so we're all on the same page. Okay. So
hey, the worst thing I like to do is assume.
Yeah. No, of course. So remember on Thursday, that's the 19th. Okay. We're going to have your client interview. They will be calling you from an 877 number between 3 and 4 o'clock. Now we're going to send you that friendly reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know it's coming up. But remember, as I told you, like, let's say you're in the middle of something and you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the call, Chris, and tell them, call me back in 5 minutes. They will call you right back. Okay. This appointment is super important. Okay.
That is something I did like about Lulu. She gave me a call, like she said she would. Give me a few more minutes, and she did.
I love her. She's the best. Now, on that date, during your client interview, what they're going to be doing is basically re-verifying the information. They want to make sure that I notated everything correctly. They're going to talk to you about your services, your keywords, your Facebook ads, your website, where to send us the pictures, where to send us your business logo, the areas that we're targeting. They're going to go over way more in detail, but it can take between 30 to 40 minutes. Sometimes it does take a little longer. Again, it just depends on how many questions or details you have, and you don't need to be in front of a computer, just an FYI. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you take a look either at your email or take a look at your phone, you received a welcome message and email, and you also received one that says initial invoice.
Yep, I was going to say okay. Invoice to the email.
Awesome. I want you to open up the initial invoice. Okay. And what it's going to say, let me go to it, because I'm going to walk you through it. So on the initial invoice, it'll say, Dear Christopher Weedle. You say it Weedle? Is that how you pronounce it? I don't want to be saying it wrong over here.
No, you're
right.
It's Weddle.
You know what is so funny? When you said Weddle, okay, it almost sounded like Weddle in Spanish, which means it's what we call someone who's light-complected. That's what it's like. Did you say Weddle or Weddle?
Isn't that ironic?
Right? Okay, so it's Weddle. So that's how I know I'm pronouncing it right,
that
if I say
funny.
It close to
yep,
Weddle. Yeah.
Weddle.
So we call my brother Weddle because he's really light complected. My brother has like blonde hair. Right.
Oh my gosh, that's the funniest thing I've heard in a long time.
So it's Weddle. Okay, perfect. So I'm like, did he
Weddle? Unless it's summer, I believe I have native in my blood, and so I'll turn really dark red.
No way.
I'm really light complexion.
Hey, listen, my daughter was born with red hair, so we're very light in my family.
Hey, red hair runs through my family.
Oh my gosh. And we're Hispanic, but you know what I mean?
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
Okay. So when you open up, Chris, the initial invoice, it goes on to say, Dear Christopher Weddle, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email, okay? Please note that this is a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. And then it's going to ask you to click where it says, please click here to accept your subscription term. So you'll click on that. And then it's going to open up the page that'll say Local Splash at the top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're on that page.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. So this is everything that we're doing, right? It goes on to show the Google Business Profile optimization, the directory submission, the landing page, which is your website, Facebook ads. Google ads does not apply to you, okay? And then the Google Workspace doesn't apply to you in LSA. Those are different type of products that we offer, okay? Advanced reporting system. And then the live client support. You see our number there again. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, okay, Pacific Standard Time. We also do the SMS communication as well. And so the communicating that we would be doing SMS, as you see your phone number is listed there, so the messages will go to your number, okay? So if we're sending you a text message, it'll text to your phone number. And then the delivery dates, if you read on there, delivery dates may vary depending on the client's responsiveness. So again, that's why we like to conduct that client interview as quickly as possible. Okay. Now in there, you'll see where it says, please note that it can take up to 30 to 45 days to see maximum results. And that's regarding with the Google first page placement. Okay. As I mentioned to you earlier, that's our promise. Sometimes it might happen sooner, even better, right? Now, where it states on the payments, okay, so on the 17th, you paid Local Splash $348 to activate your services, okay? Future billing amounts will be billed automatically to the credit card on file and are listed below, okay? So please note it's a recurring charge. And what it does is it gives you the breakdown, okay? So the setup fee was $99, okay? This is why it was $348. The local bundle is $149, right. And we apply $100 of that to your Facebook ads, okay? Monthly thereafter is the $149 for your local bundle and the $100 for the Facebook ads. So that's why it's $249, okay? And then below it talks about seasonal hold, okay? During the seasonal hold, no payments are due. On reactivation date, your credit card will be automatically charged in the amount of the regular monthly payment, the $249, okay? So that, I know you had that question about that. And then again, it's just asking you to contact 3 business days prior to the reactivation date if they want to extend their seasonal hold. So if you need to extend it, you want to call, 3 days prior, okay? Now,
and that's on the 17th, right?
Yes, sir. Correct. Okay. Correct. Now, where are the cancellations and refunds? Okay. Again, you want to call no less than 3 business days in advance to ensure that recurring payment is not processed. Okay. And you'll receive a confirmation email within 24 hours of the cancellation. Okay. Now, the little box right there, you're going to click on that little box because what you're saying is that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card that you provided and all the information is complete and accurate. Okay, so you click on that box. Excuse me. I feel like my asthma is starting. And then on the bottom where it's asking you to sign, in that box, Chris, you're going to just type in your name, Christopher Weddle. You don't need to put the date because it is already there.
Right.
And then you're going to click
the certification on the payment.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Okay. When you do that, you should see another page open up asking you to enter a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
Yep, it's here.
Okay, awesome. So I wanted you to see this because this is where you're going to enter to track your results with us, okay? So this is why I want you to watch that video because it's going to give you the demonstration on how you log in there. We don't have the username or password yet because remember, they got to create that. So in 5 to 7 days, you're going to get an email with this link, a username, and a password. And the password is one that we generate, so you can actually change it to a password of your choice. Okay? So as a reminder, your login credentials for your client dashboard, you'll receive within 5 to 7 days. Okay? Five to seven days.
After the whole interview. And
yes, after the, starting from the time you complete the interview. Okay? Right. So from the client interview, within 6 to 10 days, you're going to get the PIN code in the mail from Google. Remember, if anyone gets the mail before you do, tell them don't throw it away. It'll look like a postcard. It'll say Google at the top. Okay? We'll need that PIN code. And the technician will go over this with you again. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed within all the directories. We're also going to send you those login credentials so you can start tracking your results with us, okay? And then within 7 to 14 days, the Facebook ads will be live up and running. And also, your website will be completed. But remember, they're going to email it to you first, letting us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live, okay? And again, in our terms and conditions, as we stated, the first page placement on Google can take between 30 to 45 days. But we do like to underpromise, like I said, and overdeliver. Sometimes I've seen it happen sooner. Okay? In the meantime, we're getting everything else up and running. And we'll be sending you notifications letting you know, Chris, you're on the first page of Google. We'll notify you when you're in, when your directories are already listed. We'll notify you when your Facebook ads are live, when your website's live. So we're going to definitely keep you in the loop as these steps are being completed. So you're aware of the work that we're doing too and not thinking that we're just sitting back and twiddling our thumbs. Okay?
I like that.
All right.
You're pretty much answering all the questions I was about to ask.
Good. I know. I definitely, no worries. I mean, I want you, like I said, I like to be super transparent. I'm taking extra time with you because, again, I want you to feel comfortable and answer any questions that you have, right?
So yeah, I thank you for that.
Yeah, my pleasure. And the most important thing, too, right now is just, be available for your client interview, maybe start gathering some photos, you know, and just basically if there's any other services, any other notes, like questions that you might have that you want to ask on that date, just jot them down, right? And,
okay.
I mean, they're going to take really good care of you during your client interview, I promise. I mean, we really pride ourselves in that, okay? But I do want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You are so
welcome.
You made
this a very enjoyable experience.
I'm glad I did.
And
you
promising.
Know, it's my pleasure. It's definitely my pleasure. I'm super excited for you. I really am. And I look forward
Looking
to you
forward
having
to
your
it.
Client interview, okay? Any other questions for me? I mean, before, you know, I let you go about the rest of your evening. Since I've taken up almost 2 hours of your time.
No, you're fine. I'm just sitting at a motel anyways.
Aw. All right.
No, I thank you. Like I said, so if I do have any questions, you're free to answer if I'm not receiving
Absolutely.
Or getting a hold of anybody else.
Yeah,
okay.
if you have changes or questions, you know, on your account or concerns, and let's say, you know, you need it, you can't wait for customer service to get back to you, then just give me a call and I can send them a message. Okay. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Yep. Well, it's been my pleasure speaking with you, Chris. And again, welcome to our local Splash family here. And we look forward to talking with you on Thursday. Okay.
Okay. Definitely. Thank you.
You are so
Have
welcome. Have a blessed one. You too.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye.